I'm just going to set this up. On Friday, on 104.3 The Fan, there's a show
in Denver
with Zach Bye and former Denver Bronco Indianapolis Colt Brandon Stokely. They interviewed Broncos punter Marquette King after practice, and it did not go according to plan.
It's Stokely and Zach sitting down with Marquette King, newest member, one of the newest members of the Denver Broncos. Now that 6 days of training camp are in your back pocket, how would you summarize it for yourself personally?
I don't even know how to summarize it.
Good?
It's like a regular practice day.
How's the transition been from you? You know, new team, new locker room, obviously, you know, moving from Oakland to Denver. How has that transition been for you?
Good? It's cool. We got some cool people on the team.
Nice. How is your relationship so far with the coaching staff, the brand new coaching staff as well? You getting along well?
Yeah, everything's going good.
You always got a lot of personality, but it doesn't seem you have a lot to say right now. You frustrated about something in particular or something?
I just don't like talking about football, really. I just do it.
Well, tell us about yourself. Who is Marquette King? What do you like to do? What do you enjoy?
I know I like more oxygen.
Is it altitude bothering you a little bit? I know it takes some time to get adjusted.
I get on my nerves sometimes, but I mean it's my job, so yeah.
How much are you looking forward to games starting here a week from tomorrow? You know, preseason games and get you know, opportunity to really strap up.
I don't know. I mean it's definitely coming, so.
All right, we'll leave it there. Have a good rest of your day, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
I thought they did a pretty good job of getting out of said interview. I will say it was a little bit painful, the laughter that was had after he talked about wanting more oxygen.
Well, you're trying to encourage him. You're trying to, there's no pain about that. Mike likes to criticize the press corps for laughing at corny jokes sometimes.
That was fine.
No, but like you're trying to encourage personality. I think that's just fine, especially in that situation.
I thought those guys handled it very well from start to finish. I really did.
Considering Brandon Stokely's been in the media for how long now? A year or two? When did he retire?
Not that long. It's been about 2 years or so, dude, I think, since that show began.
When you're there and all of a sudden, like your first few rough interviews, panic. You're like, what the hell is going on here? I mean, we had Arian Foster kind of gave us a rough time in an interview. Not a rough time, but he was kind of like Marquette King there, like where he just didn't really want to talk. And Ted Johnson and I, like, we're both in our first year of broadcasting and got kind of offended by it. We're like, what the hell? Like, usually, when players are talking to ex-players, you get even extra measure. So I feel for Brandon Stokely there. We talked about it to Arian later. It's all cool.
So now there's been some fallout, Paul, with this whole Marquette King appearance that show in Denver.
So the next day, Marquette King called out Darren McKee.
Our guy, Darren McKee.
Via an emoji. Eggplant emoji. Face.
Darren McKee's on that same station.
Darren McKee is on another show on 104.3 The Fan with Alfred Williams. There's no real reason that is known as to why King went after Darren McKee, but eggplant emoji, face with wide open mouth emoji, tagged DMAC1043. That is the tweet that started it on. McKee responded by calling King's interview incredibly disrespectful and rude on Twitter, saying, quote, little advice, go to Brandon Stokely, who played for the Broncos two different times, played in the league for 15 years, is in the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, is a fantastic father and husband. Calm down, Darren. And apologize for an incredibly disrespectful and rude interview. If you don't want to be interviewed, then simply don't do it. If you do decide to do an interview, have a clue who you are talking to. Why don't you ask Demaryius Thomas about Stokely, as you apparently have no idea who anybody is. Best of luck punting the ball in Denver. Somehow our show will survive without you. So on Sunday, Marquette King, punter extraordinaire, apparently confronted McKee. King came up to him, per McKee, and said, do we have a problem? And then said, keep my name out of your mouth. McKee responded, or what? Broncos PR then held King back and shuffled him off the field.
I love the
Mike,
or what.
For what it's worth, we need to point out here real quickly that Mike Meltzer is a huge Marquette King fan.
I wanted the Texans to sign this guy to replace Shane Leffler.
Despite multiple reports out of Oakland that he was despised by various people in Oakland.
Yes.
Yeah, he was not a popular guy.
The Astros traded for Osuna, and so I was willing to take the good with the bad with Marquette King. Although I will not defend King's appearance on that show.
Darren McKee, yes, on his next show had a bit of a rant when it came to, well, Marquette King. Here it is.
I'm stunned with how he treated Zach and Stokely. I mean, beyond disrespectful.
I didn't hear exactly what was said during the interview. Was it totally disrespectful? Or was it just really like he didn't know who Brandon Stokely or Zach Bye were?
Well, I mean, you know, listen, if you don't know who I am or Mike Evans or
Zach
Stokely,
if
you don't know who Brandon Stokely is, or frankly you or Mark Schlereth, then you're just not that bright in terms of your NFL IQ. That's all. Dude, you're a punter. You are a punter. You're a punter, dude. That's it. The best from the worst is separated by like 5 yards per punt.
The king is here.
Yeah. Oh, the king.
The king is here.
Yeah. I don't care how many sit-ups you do and how much weight you lift. You're a friggin' punter.
So is this? Could you see or feel why John Gruden cut him?
John Gruden. Oh yeah.
Marquette King.
Actually, yes. Now I get it.
Really? It was that bad?
Yep. You got an attitude? You're going to take that poison to the locker room. That's why you're going to be. I'll find somebody else. Okay, my next guy does not punt quite as far. No problem. Because the difference, swear to God, look at it. The net yards is like from the number one punter to the last punter in the league, it's like 5 to 7 yards. If you have a punter with a bad attitude or a long snapper with a bad attitude, field goal kickers may be a little bit different, but you got a punter or a long snapper with a bad attitude, we will find another one quickly.
I don't know. Did you think it was a disrespectful interview? I thought it was just a bad interview.
I thought it was a bad interview, and I think Darren McKee needs to calm down a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think that Marquette King was being rude to Stokely necessarily. Plus, like, all right, it's a crime to not know who Brandon Stokely is by sight.
I think that's a stretch.
Yeah. Like Marquette King, the punter, is somehow supposed to know every nondescript white dude that played wide receiver for the Broncos over the previous 15 years.
Yeah, my criticism of
nondescript
King
looking. Stokely had a fine enough career, but nondescript looking.
My criticism of King would be, if you don't want to do the interview, fine, don't do the interview. You don't have to do those kind of interviews. Like Kevin Johnson interview with John, Fred, and Landry, and it was a good spot. If you don't want to do those, you don't have to do them. Second of all,
but then you get branded a jerk.
No, that's fine.
Like, oh, that's a punter that won't do an interview?
Tried,
he kind of has to do the interview.
I don't think so. We tried to get Clowney on the show last year, and we couldn't get him. I don't think badly. Yeah, well, but I'm just saying.
Leckler would come on.
Sure, but I'm saying even if Clowney like didn't want to come on, I'd be like, that's fine. Like, I'm not going to think less of him as a player or person or whatever. That's totally fine. But if you're on and you say something like, I don't want to talk football, and then you're asked about your personality, then you got to give something.
You know what you got to do with Clowney to get him on? We got to bring up, remember that I was one of the voices defending him when that woman claimed that he had stormed out of the stadium after the game.
Oh, yeah.
Because I saw him in
the tunnel.
Lisa
Salters. What a disgrace.
Lisa Salters. Yeah, I saw him in the tunnel and talked to him about it. And he was like, what the hell is going on? Like, why is it being reported that I stormed out of the stadium?
Yeah. I usually hate the phrase fake news. That was fake news.
That was ridiculous.
Terrible job.